Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan.
Mr. President and our First Lady, Mr. Vice President and Ms. Barbara Bush, I'm very happy and so proud with humility today of this great honor that's being bestowed upon me. And I'd like to say that I am very grateful. I'd like to say that American jazz is one commodity that America has given to the world. And I'd like for you to join me in a little explanation about jazz. Won't you come along with me to the Mississippi? Take a boat to the land of dreams, float down the river to New Orleans. The band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. That's where all the hip and the right folks meet. Shooby-dooby-dooby on Basin Street. Now Basin Street is the street where all the hip cats meet. Yes, sirree, in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You never know how much it means or just what it really seems. Yes, sirree, I'm glad to be where welcome free. It means so much to me, so I can lose my face of street blues. They say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could groom as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know what to use, and this is how the blues really began. They heard the breeze in the tree singing sweet melody, and they use that as the start of the blues. And from the hill came the thrill today. Dr. Cheeks, Bob University. Now you know why you give me that doctor's degree, huh? I'd like to say at this time that we have some of the greatest talented performers and musicians under this tent today to show their talent. Some will just a teeny little bit, and then you can use your imagination. That's what these wonderful people can do. I'd like to bring on a group that's going to take over now. One of the greatest piano players and composers of all times. I want you to meet Dave Brubeck, huh? Yeah. And a leader of his outstanding group, one of the finest bass players to ever play the bass. I'd like for you to meet Mr. Ron Carter.
for these wonderful musicians, huh? Take a bow now. Okay. Thank you so much, gentlemen. We got to keep it going. These guys are terrific. They could play the 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. And they would, too. we have another set group here. And before we play this group, we have, want to acknowledge the presence. You know, we're doing our big show tonight. Of course, this is the biggest show you can have when you play for the president. Ain't no bigger show than this. We're gonna have a little intermission show tonight at the center. We have some wonderful singers. They're gonna sing for us tonight outside of these outstanding musicians. So, lady, I want you to meet. She used to sing with my band, and she was discovered when she was about 17 years old in Detroit, Michigan. And I remember Milt Jackson, the great Bible harpist. I just had gave him some Bible harp hammers to start him off on his career as being one of the greatest Bible harp players in the business. And he was telling me about a girl he brought to the dance that night I played in Detroit, and he said he wanted me to hear her sing. So I had her come up and sing a song. And she was singing Moonlight in Vermont. And you know how Moonlight in Vermont go, Moonlight in Vermont. And she said, and she would do a rebop. And I said, well, what you had to put that in there for? She said, that's my soul, man. okay, I gave her a job, and I named her Bebop. And her name is, when I call her, you're going to recognize because she's really going to great heights. And I'm talking about Betty Carter, Bebop. Betty Carter, huh? She's tremendous. I mean, you should hear her sing. We have a young lady that's really, reason why I'm introducing these singers because we're going to have a privilege of having a veteran singer. I mean, a singer that's been on the trail with me a long time in many Republican rallies, you know what I'm saying? And I would have to break the president and have her sing a song. If I don't, well, she'd give me a bad time afterwards. But no, we all love her. But I'll tell you about it later. I better stop while I'm ahead. We have a young lady that's really going to great heights in singing, and she just finished starring in one of the most terrific shows I've ever seen, The Wiz. And now she's headlining in every place in the country on her own, and just have great hit records out. Well, she's going to be with us tonight, too, and I'd like you to meet her. She's not going to sing now, but she's a presence really felt here, so she wants to say hi to our great president, our first lady, and our vice president, and also Ms. Bush. And I'd like for you to meet Stephanie Mills, huh? Stephanie Mills. Thank you. It was a reporter once asked me, said, "Hemp, do you like the country and western? Do you like rock and roll?" I said, "I like all music." And he said, "Do you like, as I said before, country and western music?" I said, "Well, man, you must be deaf." I said, "I like all music, huh?" And when I say all, I'm talking about one of the greatest singers of all time in American folk songs. I want you to meet the one and only Charlie Pride, huh?
Thank you.
Washington, D.C. today, and I think he brought his heart from San Francisco with him. Ladies and gentlemen, the great one, the one of the finest singers of all times, I can say no more. I'm talking about the one and only Tony Bennett, huh? Now, for the lady I was talking about this, we're going to have a saying. She has the distinct honor of being the one who's going to sing this afternoon for our great distinguished guest. And ladies and gentlemen, I can say no more, but one of the finest performers of all times and a personal friend of mine. And I'm so happy that she's here with us today, and I know we all love her. I'd like for you to meet the one and only Miss Pearl Bailey, huh? Yeah.
Man said veteran. And because he said veteran, I've got to do one of the greatest of the old songs, one that will really touch the heart and has no bearing on me whatsoever or anyone else in this audience. Sir, this gentleman's from Chicago, east of New York. You want to play him? You stand there, you might as well do something. Everyone, why does he keep on doing that? Yes. He doesn't have a job now, Mr. President, I can tell you. Now.
Is that how you move him out? I move him right on out.
As free as a bird, and as you sing for the president, then you can pick up another one. Let's swing one. Yes, I'm tired of that veteran stuff. Let's move. I'll be loving you. You see, I seem to like the older songs. Vice President Bush. I'll be loving you. Oh, please. With a love that's true. Oh, please. With the thing you plan. Need a helping hand. I can understand. Oh, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Pearl, you're a hot dog.
Well, I want to say that we have some more jazz music after that. I tell you, here's a gentleman that he played here at the White House 3 years ago. At that time, they had a barbecue. Today, we have caviar. He invited me to the last party. Well, you think I'm mad at him? I didn't get no barbecue. But he's getting plenty of caviar today because he's with one of the finest groups, with the finest president in the world, the finest first lady in the world, my good friend, the finest vice president in the world, and his wife, Barbara, and all these wonderful people here today. This administration has the greatest administration in the world. And it's headlined by the greatest star in the world, President Ronald Reagan, huh? Let's get the president a big round of applause, huh? Okay, we're going with this group, and we'll come back to our star, the president. I'd like to say we're going to have a gentleman I was talking about. He's the promoter and the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival and also now the Cool Jazz Festival. We're going to have him to play piano. He was a child prodigy in my band when he was 18 years old, playing the piano. I'd like to say this time, let's meet and give a round of applause to George Wings, huh? Introduction he had in his life. And also, we bring back again at the bass, Milt Hinton, huh? Milt Hinton. Thank you, Milt. And one of the greatest all-time drummers of all times. I mean, this guy is really fantastic. When I call his name, he will recognize him and give him a big, juicy round of applause. And I'm talking about the one and only Art Blakely, huh? A gentleman that's really made his notch in the musical world as being one of the finest musicians and trumpet players in the business today. I want you to meet Clark Terry, huh? Also, a lad that became alumni from my band, and he went on to play with Count Basie, and now he's had his own hoax himself and doing great. I want you to meet one of the world's greatest trombone players, Al Gray. Excuse his hat, that's part of his uniform. A gentleman here that really brought the tenor saxophone out to being one of the popular horns in the business today, in the music business. I don't have to say no more because we all know him and respect him and we love him. Let's meet and give a round of applause to Eleanor's Jacket, huh? First lady said more, huh?
Come on, take
What would you like to hear, Miss First Lady? Anything, huh? Oh, boy. You want to put me to work? Oh, let me see. Let's play something. Let's play something real pretty, huh?
We're glad we grew up in the era of the big bands. Pearl, I don't know why, but as time has gone by, I just appreciate old folks more than ever. I'm going to remind her of a little something. I'm supposed to say this that she might not remember, but some years ago, there was a young fellow that at age 21 had just a meteoric rise and skyrocketed in show business. And the Friars Club in Los Angeles was giving a testimonial dinner, a banquet, one of their famous roasts, to this young man. And the biggest stars in the entertainment world were there all to entertain and perform. And he was having a great time, the gathering before the dinner, mingling and so forth. And Pearl was sitting over there. I went over and sat down beside her, and we watched this for a minute, and then the words of wisdom that have always characterized her came out. She turned to me and said, this was before we all had to go on in this big star-studded evening, and she said, I wish he were half as scared as I am. Well, I think this has been a treat, Lionel, that Nancy and I will long remember, and I think we're speaking for everyone here when we say special is that it was all put together to honor a truly great American, Lionel Hampton. This house, I've said before, belongs to the people of the United States, and it's fitting that a man who has contributed so much to the enjoyment and cultural betterment of his fellow citizens should be honored here. Lionel stands for what's best about America. With raw talent and hard work, he became one of the most respected men in American music. I understand when back in his younger days, before he went on to the vibraharp, the older musicians liked to play in groups with Lionel because he was a good time drummer. He knew how to keep a beat. Well, you know, Lionel, I don't think you've missed a beat in all these years. And this happens to be especially true when it comes to courage and decency. This man has always been an example for all of us. He's used his talent and his energy tirelessly to advance the cause of brotherhood. And I think his strength of character and integrity come through in his music. Of course, he's a real institution here in Washington. He played for the inaugural celebrations of six presidents. And Nancy and I are happy that last January we happened to come in on the wire as number six. When I was discussing this event with one of our fellows here on the team, he said, Lionel Hampton, well, he's played with all of the greats. And I said, my friend, he is one of the greats. There are many ways that people make contributions to their country. What you've given to America over these many years can never be taken away. What you've done is make this country a happier place, and I think, speaking for all of us, it's deeply appreciated. Tonight, as you enjoy yourselves, all of you and those wonderful performers who have been up here with you and those that you introduce in the audience, at the Kennedy Center, the hearts of your fellow citizens are with you, hearts that are a little lighter because of the music you've provided. Now, I'm going to stop making a speech because, unfortunately, the Clean Air Board wouldn't give us permission to light the barbecue. So you're all invited inside for refreshments. Please join us.